is an interesting girsa in the Ein Yaakov in Masechet Sotah and Daf Yud Dalet. Over there, the Gemara is saying, why was the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu concealed? V'lo yada ish et kiburato. Why should it be so that we don't know where the place of Moshe Rabbeinu is? So the language is as follows. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously knows the future. Sha'atid bet ha-Mikdash liharev. That the Bet ha-Mikdash is going to be destroyed. V'legalot et Yisrael ma'artzam. And the Jewish people are going to go into exile. Sheme yavoh l'kvurato shel Moshe be'oto sha'ah. Borei Olam was worried that the time of the Churban, the people are going to go to the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yamdu b'bchiya. And they're going to cry by the grave. V'yitchanenu l'Moshe v'yomoru lo. And they're going to beg Moshe. They're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, amod b'tfila ba'adenu. Moshe, pray for us. V'omed Moshe u'mebatel et ha'gezera. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to break the decree. Because the Sadiqim have powers and they're endeared to God more in their death than they were alive. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the Beit HaMikdash for whatever reason Yodea Ta'alamot has. So therefore he cannot let us know where the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu is, because otherwise we were able to overcome the Gezerah. What do you see from over here? You see from over here the power of going to the Kivrei Tzadikim. That you see that had we known where Moshe Rabbeinu was, and had we prayed, so the Gezerah would have been nullified. So this is a proof to the custom that many people have to go to the Kivrei Tzadikim in order to elicit the Tzadikim, in order for them to be militioshet for us, for them to be advocates. Similarly, you see another proof in the Torah. When the spies were dispatched, the Miragelim, so it says that Vayavo ad Hebron. It says he came to Hebron. The Mefarshim ask, what do you mean he came? It should say they came. So it says no, Hebron. Kalev ben Yefune took a detour and he made a turn to Hebron. Now she says why? In order to go pray by the Kivrei Tzadikim in the Me'arat HaMakpelah. And you see that Kalev was one of the spies that was saved from Atzat Miragelim. Why? Because again he elicited the Zichut of the Tzadikim and he went to pray. So you see already from the Torah itself that there was an old custom in order to go to Kivrei Tzadikim in order to pray. Rabbeinu Ari said, today the main place where the Shekhinah is resting is Kivrei Rachel. And therefore people go to Kivrei Rachel specifically in order to pray for the Shekhinah, of course, to take it out of Galut, and for their own needs as well. Based on this, in Sefer Nedlet Zion, Andav Tzadivavi writes, Anyan ishtathut al Kivrei Tzadikim yesodo kadumi me'olam. The Anyan of going to the Kivrei Tzadikim is an old custom. V'ta'am adavar, what's the reason? Kedei sheyivakshu ha'metim rachamim alenu. So the metim will pray for us. וכמו שאמרו חז"ל על הפסוק ויבוא עד חברון מלמד שהלך כלב להשתתף על קברי אבות ואמר להם אבותיי, this is what כלב told אברהם יצחק ויעקב, ביקשו עלי רחמים שאנצל מעשת מרגלים, pray for me that I should get saved. וכן זה במדרש כבי רחל שנקברה בבית לחם. Why was רחל אמינו buried in בית לחם? כדי שכשעברו הגלויות, when the Jewish people left Israel in גלות, they crossed בית לחם and they passed the קבר. Why? כדי שבקשו עליהם רחמים. When the mother רחל sees the children leaving in that path, she would pray for them. וכן אמרו שיוצאים על הקברות בעת עצירת גשמים. The Gemara says in Ta'anit Tetzayin that when there was a drought, the custom was to go to the cemetery in order to pray. Kedei sheyivakshu aleinu metim rachamim. Va'amru b'zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Shemot in Daf Tetzayin Amud Bet, she'im lo tefilat ha'metim avur ha'chayim. If it wasn't for the tefilat that the metim have for the chayim, lo hayu ha'chayim mitkayimim afilu chatzi yom. The living would not be able to exist even for half a day. Ubsefer Hasidim Katab in Siman Tafnun, Sheyesh Hana'al Metim. There's a pleasure that the Metim have, Shebaim Ohavehem Al Kivrehem. That when the beloved ones come to their grave, Ubebakshim Al Nishmatam, and they pray for the Neshama, Shayedezim Metivim Lehem Be'olam Abba, because the Neshama benefits in Olam Abba, Ve'gam Kishimbebakshim Mehem Metpalinim Al Hayim, and when they are requested for something, they indeed pray for the Hayim.